Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Katie?
Yes.
You say you have a bird we can talk to?
Yeah, Dixie. She's right here. Hello, baby.
I told you.
What?
Come on, don't you talk to me. Tell her. Say hello, baby. Hello, Dixie. It's a doctor. She likes men.
Oh, goodness gracious. What? That's a lot of squawking I just heard. Now can we hear the bird? See what I did?
Pardon?
There. Oh, I said, what type of bird is she?
She's a double yellowhead Amazon.
Does she say anything, or does she just kind of like make nonsense noises?
Pardon?
Oh, I say, does she say any actual words, or is there just a whole lot of...
She has a distinctly southern accent. She was my mother. That was hello, baby.
That was not hello, baby. That was...
Come on, man. That's a bird.
No, hello, baby, baby.
Let me hear her say hello, baby, again.
She's Georgia.
Man, that bird's going off.
I mean, I'm hearing a lot of noise. I'm not hearing a lot of talking.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're trying, and that's okay, but I just like a little bit more elocution from your bird. Yes, Seth?
Hey, Katie, how often do you let the bird out of it? Okay.
How often do you let your bird...
Now she's screaming.
Yes, she is.
I'm sorry.
Say,
I thought maybe she would do better.
Say,
my apologies. Now she's yelling.
Say, Katie, how often?
What?
She's how old is she?
Sure.
She'll be 60 in March.
Oh, and how often do you let her out of the cage?
She is out of the cage. She's on top of the cage. I moved out of the room because she was screaming so loud.
Now, honest question here, and I would like an honest answer. Were you insane before you got the bird, or did the bird gradually turn you insane?
Well, considering the fact I was only 2 years old when my mother got her and I inherited the bird, I think I have been insane for most of my life.
Okay, that's
Wait, how old's the bird again?
She's going to be 50 in March.
I thought she said 50 earlier.
A 50-year-old bird.
It's a lifetime commitment.
That is crazy. And you've had this bird since you were 2 years old.
Yes.
So you are 68.
I am what?
I'm just having some fun with you. You've known this bird your whole life. Does this bird have any intimate secrets about you?
Probably.
All right, put the bird on the phone, please.
Okay, hang on. I'll walk back in the room. I just removed myself because she was screaming so loud.
And what's the bird's name again?
Dixie.
Dixie, where does mommy touch herself the most?
Dixie, talk. You're on the radio. Say hello, baby. Well, I thought that was the dog we used to have.
Oh.
Oh, my Dixie.
Dixie, what does mommy fantasize about when nobody's home? Are those the noises that you make in the act of lovemaking?
You going to tell on me, Dixie?
You're a whore.
She is. She's terrible. She's a bird slut.
Bird slut? Bird slut?
She's a bird slut?
She absolutely is.
She enjoys a cockatoo? Killing.
Is Dixie a virgin?
I'm gonna answer that.
Has Dixie been deplumed or is she virginal?
She is still a virgin.
Oh no!
Dixie, want a cockatoo? Three?
Do you, babe? She really prefers human male.
Oh. You got to wrap them in electrical tape so they don't explode.
Should we help Dixie lose her bird virginity?
For sure.
She want a man.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting between you and the bird here, hearing you. Thank you for taking the call. I appreciate it. Katie, I wish she had done better for you.
Katie, you're awesome. No, Dixie was fine. You were great. Thank you so much. This has been a very hot bird, Threetta, and I hope you have a great night, all right? Thank you.
All righty. You too. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Careful what you wish for. You just might get it.
Who would I just get a text message from?
Let me see.
Saying, yes, this call is awesome.
Danielle.
No.
Gio.
Yes.
he must have typed with one hand. Gio loves some birds on the radio. Tony, you got yourself a pig?
Yeah. My daughter did really good in school. She got straight A's, and you know, she was showing some responsibility. So the only thing she asked for was a micro pot-bellied pig.
Micro?
It's not going to stay micro.
Pot-bellied pig. It's going to get big.
It's already fat. It's about a... 4 months old now.
How much does it weigh?
We haven't weighed it yet, but I would say about 18 to 20 pounds.
Yeah,
like
and the person that sold it to you told you it wouldn't get any bigger than what, 10 pounds?
Now,
no, we got to see both parents. It'll be the size of like a small dog, but you know, they get fat.
Where does the pig sleep?
We have a pen and we keep it inside.
You keep the pig inside?
Yeah, they're
yeah,
clean.
And little crate.
They use a litter box.
Let them out.
No
like
way. The pig uses a litter box.
No, we let it use outside.
Oh. Most of them use litter box.
Does he have a leash?
Yeah, we put the little Y leash on it.
You get weird looks when you're walking the pig around the neighborhood, right?
Oh, heck yeah. It's a pink pig with blue eyes. You know, everybody's looking at it.
Tell them how smart the pig is.
Is the pig smart?
Oh, it's a pain in the butt. It's too smart.
Too smart.
Yeah. It knows. The only thing pigs want is food. They'll do anything and everything just to get food. The only way you can teach a trick is to have a treat in your hand. That's the only way it will do anything.
Tony, do you feel like the pig loves you?
Oh, heck no. He loves the food in my hand.
What kind of tricks can you get the pig to do when you got some food in your hand?
Well, we do some turnarounds. They say turn around. It'll turn around left and right. It'll sit. You know, it'll jump up to get the food. Yeah, you know, it's like a dog, but really a dog cares about you. A pig only wants your food.
You still eat barbecue?
Oh, hell yeah.
My man.
Right in front of it. And final question, since you are clearly a porcine expert, do you think a pig can be a service animal?
I can see that people, if you could teach it right, yes, it could be a great service animal.
All right. Well, you are a pig expert, and I am certainly not, so I will cede to your knowledge there. Wait a minute. You've been a fantastic phone caller. What do we have for this guy right here? An opportunity to play Win What's on Drew Garabo's desk.
Yay!
My good man, you are helping me do two things. Number one, create great radio content, which you did with your pig story. And number two, clean the crap from off my desk. Pick door number one, door number two, or pig pen number three.
No, I'm shooting right for three. I'm not waiting for one or two.
Right for the third door. It's a copy of Confucius Said, a management book for the 21st century by Drew Garabo Live listener W.J. Duke Mader. Duke used to call the show all the time. Haven't heard from him in quite some time. It's a management book for the 21st century from Duke Mader. Would you like to keep this management book, Tony, or risk it all for what's behind door number two?
We got to go for two. That sounds awesome, but let's go for two.
Door number two. It's not a Butterfinger. It's a Better Than Any Finger Slimline Massager. Work out all those aches and pains with this personal slimline massager that'll massage your neck, your back, your tibia, and your crack. That's right. Work out all those aches and pains. Oh, I'm relaxing already.
Jeez.
Oh, this thing feels amazing.
I didn't know your neck was so tense.
Oh, that's not my neck. Oh, God, yes, I feel so much more at ease already. It's the Better Than Any Finger Slimline Massager. Now, you can walk right out of here with that massager, Tony, or risk it all from what's behind door number one.
Number one.
I think our little piglet would love that massager.
This is why I love my job. This we not only gave away a little... slimline massager, but we gave it away to a dude who's going to use it on his pig.
We helped a pig.
You would not be the first to use this on a pig, but you would be the first to use it on a pig with four legs. Congratulations. You will win this better finger, or better than any finger. I'm going to give this to you, Nikki, so that you can arrange the pickup of the slimline massager. And thank you, Tony. All right, they're assembling the noodles and the inferno. Look at that beautiful bowl too.
Oh, excellent. Man.
All right, now we got to talk to Allie about this whole thing, so yeah. He can. I feel like SBK is like talking trash to Floyd Mayweather, and what's going to happen at the end? Floyd Mayweather is going to win.
Yeah.
And this inferno challenges Floyd Mayweather.
Okay, I was wondering yeah. if I was that. So Soul Brother Kevin isn't necessarily competing against me. He's competing against the inferno.
Yeah, I mean, he's been talking trash about the inferno the whole time.
I mean, I can do more than five bites of it. I don't care if it's on fire.
Right, let's see about that. Allie, it's good to see you again, man. Thanks for coming by, bro. You look younger too, man. The restaurant industry is supposed to age you, but you look 10 years younger than you did the last time you were here.
Listen, it's because I've stopped eating. Because of the inferno soup. Hey, is this a good time to ask for Wamnesty?
Yeah. Why? Who's got you blocked?
Well, no, I was just saying, just in case you die in this thing, it'd be kind of awkward to ask for it, you know, the following day when you're not around.
You have eternal Wamnesty, trust me. If something happens to me, please never ban Ali from the show. This is not his fault.
And now, what is the inferno soup challenge? I was reading online, and I know that you were on our show before in the Morning X. It's... If someone can conquer this challenge and eat that whole thing, you pay them $100?
Right now it's up to $600.
$600?
Yeah, but it's the problem here is this is not really reflecting what's actually in the soup itself, meaning this is 1/4 of the soup. The soup is roughly about a 4-pound soup.
Whoa.
It's got 12 of the hottest peppers. It's got chicken, egg noodle, cilantro, green onions, carrots.
I love cilantro.
That helps.
Well, you know what? We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, segment starts. Now y'all throwing the word inferno around.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't know it was called the inferno.
Listen, you didn't ask me. I don't lie to you.
I know, I know. But during the break, I went up to you, and I was like, hey, man, how hot is this stuff, man? It's not that hot, is it?
Well, not for me, but I mean, I've been making it and eating it for a couple of years now. So as far as I'm concerned, I mean... You look like you've lived a good, happy life, man.
Man,
I think.
Let me tell you.
I am periscoping this, by the way, right now.
Eat this for breakfast.
Are you?
Yeah, I got 180 people already who are waiting to see the Inferno Soup Challenge from Natalia.
And this is chicken in it, right?
It's
Inferno
chicken.
It's chicken.
It started off as chicken.
Right. Yeah.
What's the best way to eat this? With a fork, with a spoon, with the chopsticks? What's the best way to approach the Inferno Soup Challenge?
Usually with your eyes closed and a Bible.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. This is going to hurt.
I'm so hungry. Is, man, yeah, I'm starving, dude.
Listen, I brought something else for you to eat.
Good.
If you want to be reasonable and just eat something else.
Man, that stuff's for gay babies. I mean the real stuff here.
And then by all means, have at it, Macho Man.
All right, let's do this. Grabo, put your periscope down and let Nikki hold it. I think it's time you guys start this.
All right, Nikki, hold my periscope.
How you doing? Should I do chopsticks or what are we going to do now? Because I can't get enough broth.
Go spoon.
Go spoon?
Yeah, look at that broth.
That's a big spoon.
Mix it all together. That broth looks fireful, fearful.
Oh, and there's noodles, and then there's sprouts, and there's onions. Oh, man, this is delicious.
You know what I thought would be neat? You
is
had the idea,
carrot?
Seth, of us arguing with people over the gay baby topic.
Well, I just thought that we could continue on with the show when one of you finally takes a bite of the soup. I don't know what all this foreplay is about,
man,
right
is
now.
Is this the carrot?
There's carrots in there, man.
I'm ready, man.
All right.
There's carrots in there.
I was thinking we could put on the Little Vic rap, and you know the part where he leaves the bars open for me at the end?
Yes.
See how well I could rap within the Inferno effect?
Are you going to have some? Are you guys going to start the challenge?
No, I need to know how. I want to know how you're going to eat it. Are you going to eat it with...
I'll go spoon.
A spoon. Let's go spoon.
Let's go spoon. Spoon for spoon.
Okay, right. I need
all
to
right,
put
let's
that
do
right
this, SBK.
All right, here we go.
All right, I'm going to take a knife. What are you getting on your spoon here? A little noodles?
No, I'm getting a piece of chicken.
Piece of chicken, okay.
Piece of chicken, okay. A little noodle
all right.
Action.
All right, me too.
Maybe half a carrot.
God,
some
that's a little. That's a little spoon.
Here, I'll show you guys what the chorizo fried rice looks like.
Oh, that looks I want
good,
some of that, too.
Dude.
Man, throw that in here, too. Come on.
All right, I'm going... I'm going,
what are you going, noodle,
I'm
noodle?
Going noodle, chopsticks.
I'm going chicken.
All right. Ready? Here we go.
There we go.
First bite right here. Ready?
Ready?
Ready, set, go.
Oh, my God.
You can already tell right off the bat how hot it is?
First bite.
Kevin's good. He's looking right at me. No problem.
Look at his eyes. He's crying. Now, don't. Oh, my God. Okay. don't take. What are you doing, water?
Yes.
Don't take my facial expression or my movement. I have to fight with it.
You look like you're in pain already.
Oh my God, dude. It hits you in your ears. Like you can feel it radiate from your.
Oh, he's already.
I've never seen that dance. What dance move is that? What dance move is that, man? I've never seen that dance.
No, it went down the wrong pipe.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, my lips are on fire.
One bite already?
Oh, my God. Try a bite.
Don't let it touch your lips.
Try a bite, sissy.
No, I'm not.
One bite.
Oh, man, don't clean your hands, man. You touched it. You can't put that anywhere now.
Have some more, Garabo.
All right, I will.
Have a little more.
All right, just let me get it off my lips.
And this is not even the whole.
No.
You're missing 3 pounds.
Man, come on. Let's take some calm.
You're in the middle of the Natalie Timex Inferno Challenge. Soul Brother Kevin has taken one bite. I have taken one bite. My mouth and lips are literally in flames right now. All right, you ready for bite number two?
Got a little pepper in there.
A little bit.
I got my composure back now.
All right. You sure?
You got a little pepper in there.
Little noodles?
You got a little pepper.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
Hold on, man.
Oh, you getting your eye?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, that sounded like a forfeit.
I got contacts, too.
Oh, jeez.
What do I do?
What? I got to hold the parasol.
Chocolate mooey, man. Just rubs it.
No.
It splashed up into my eye.
I'm holding the periscope right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there you go. People wanted to see SBK.
Well, I'm waiting on Drew to get right.
They're saying you got this, SBK.
Listen, Garabo.
Yeah.
Drew had no, SBK had no idea, man. You already knew what you were going for.
Oh, my God. Get a close-up on my eye.
I got.
See that? I got my contact.
All right. Do you think you're going to be able to carry on?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Oh, thank you.
Has anybody else had a second bite or not yet?
Not yet.
No. I think I got one after one bite. Hey, thanks for coming in.
Oh, my God. That was the worst ever. It splashed up, and a little drop just made a beeline right from my eye.
You think you're going to be okay?
I'm going to be all right. It burns like crazy.
We just got to take the contacts out. Drew is a sissy. This is going on a periscope now.
Hey, there was a thing of water in case you needed it, Drew.
Yeah,
where is that?
Right
I want to be able to hand it to you.
Right here. Here you go.
Hand it to me.
There you go.
Is it hot?
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
It's hot, right? Carrots are good, though, huh?
Man, you know what?
Oh my God!
I think the heat accentuates. You know, the carrots bring out the heat, the flavor. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Oh, that was brutal. See it splash everywhere.
Yeah.
One drop of that got in my eye.
That's a good way to stall it, buddy. Let's get back to it.
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm
I'm
tapping out.
No, you can't tap out. You can't tap out.
One bite.
My nose is running. I got
one bite.
My eye is burning. I'm happy conceding defeat.
For Ty, hot God.
I can't believe that was unbelievably short.
Now, I've conquered Ty. I've conquered Mexican. What's next?
You're the world conqueror.
Man, I think you need to finish the bowl.
There you go. I'm just excited, man. I can coast now.
Have some more.
You've conquered one spoon.
God.
Yeah, there you go, SBK.
That was brutal. Just that one bite.
You got to do the running man. You got to do the running man when you're doing this thing. Woo!
You want to take some calls or do quick hits or something, Garabo? You okay to carry on with the show?
Oh, quick hits. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Can you do it, SBK?
Let's see
Come
if he can
do it. I can do it easily.
All right.
Let's find out. Anybody got a straw?
Quick hits with SBK.
All right. All you health nuts, this is going to piss you off. The world's oldest woman, Susanna Mushat Jones, is 116 years old,
right?
And she says the key to living long is what she eats for breakfast every morning. Anybody take a guess what she eats for breakfast every morning?
I'm guessing she smokes a pack of Virginia Slims and has a six-pack every day.
Not quite.
I'm going the Natalie Timex Inferno every morning.
She wakes up at 9:30 every morning in her Brooklyn apartment and has scrambled eggs and bacon for breakfast.
Hells yeah. Bacon saves lives.
Don't
what?
Don't.
You all right?
Don't ever. The moral of the story is don't underestimate this hot ass soup. It's for real.
You're hallucinating, man.
Oh yeah, I am hallucinating.
Have another bite, Kevin.
I will.
There you go.
Hold on.
Yeah. Kevin's a real sport with this whole thing.
He is. He might be the four-Thai hot god.
I got another story.
It's easier getting it in than out, Kevin.
That's what she said.
I was born in an inferno.
Kevin's just hungry. I don't think he cares about how hot it is. He just wanted some food.
Oh, he's running. He's running.
You good?
But I'm good.
You good, Drew? What's going on, man? It's still in your eye? Okay.
You want some sanitizer?
No, but if anybody in the building who's listening right now has any contact solution that is of the multi-purpose variety, if they can make their way to the Bone Studio, that'd be
great. The solution is another spoonful, my brother.
You think people are still in the building at 5 o'clock on a Friday?
I don't know.
I'll be back on this in a minute. I want to tell you that we've heard... went down the wrong pipe. Man, how does it still work in my throat after I already swallowed it?
That's also what she said.
Okay. We've heard a lot of people talk about Bill Cosby's rape allegations.
Uh-huh.
Malcolm Jamal Warner, uh-huh. Theo.
Theo!
He's finally released a statement. He says it's getting hot.
Sounds like something he would say.
Oh. Hold on, for real.
I know. I know.
What do you need? What do you need, Kevin?
Man, water makes it worse, man. Seriously, water makes it worse.
Yeah, you want some chocolate milk,
what
right?
What makes it better?
Milk.
Oh.
You want some of this chocolate milk?
What makes it worse? I hate chocolate milk, dude. I can't do it.
He's got Kevin has tears in his eye, and Drew is wiping
sugar,
his eye.
Sugar, man. Eat something with sugar. Eat something with sugar.
I'm on a sugar-free diet.
Jeez. Oh.
Why did that make it worse? It makes it good.
You're out of luck.
Okay, to paraphrase what Malcolm Jawana said, Jamal Water.
Uh-huh.
Water. Jamal Water.
Jamal Water. Malcolm Jamal Water.
What he said about Bill Cosby? He said it's bad. Don't be raping people.
Oh my God. Oh, he's drinking chocolate milk. He hates chocolate milk.
Good. He's trying to get that fire out.
Oh, good luck.
Oh, man, it's the best chocolate milk I've ever had. Okay.
Wait, Garab, are you still on fire and you only had one bite?
Yeah, just one bite, and my mouth is on fire, but my eye is even worse.
One more bite.
No, dude, I can't.
One more.
Nope. Uh-uh.
I'll do one if you do one.
You're such a liar. Take a bite, and I'll take a bite.
I'm good.
Yeah, see?
I'm good. I can't do that.
He had his own.
Just one bite, Seth?
I got some right here.
Yeah?
I got my own special.
Yeah, that's fake Inferno soup.
What the hell, dude? You're not supposed to say anything about that.
Oh, sorry.
God, good Lord.
I'm delusional.
Dang.
Look at Kevin pouring himself drinks like cocktail over there.
I'm glad this isn't liquor. I want to get this Malcolm Jamal Warner story out.
All right, go ahead. Good luck.
He said his biggest concern when it comes to images of people of color on TV and film, no matter what negative stereotypes of people of color, we've always had the Cosby Show to counteract that.
Right.
Now that's been tarnished. And you have to drink water. He said, now that's been tarnished because now the future generations will look back and it'll all be a joke.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I told you about the old lady eating bacon.
I think you did.
Okay, well, that's cool. Let's tap out.
All right, thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.